This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve, yeah. Climbing the hill. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Oh, that's a good line from Waylon Jennings.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Someday the mountain might get them. The law never will. But just a good old boy. You know, my mama loves me. All right, let's go back to Jerome in New York. He's bringing up a really good point. Spend 3-4 minutes on this, brother, because this is key. It's even come out in mainstream Senate reports. The news admits it sometimes. They are using 30-something million undocumented illegal aliens in this country. And so it is true that most of them are hardworking. Actually, it's the truth. And are not bad people. But a certain percentage are the manager class lawless criminals whacked out of their brain in super macho culture of killing each other, killing police. And then you got managers above that in the Democratic Party and intelligence agencies. That's come out in court. And I don't want to, you know, say too much here because a lot of this is going to be in confidence and I've confirmed it over the years. But this is a big, sick joke. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I saw a list of items on a negotiating that Trump, I guess, has presented to the Democrats, and one of them was 2,000 retention beds. You know what I did? I got on the phone and called my congressman and asked them. They go, we don't know what that means. Well, you know what that means. That's for the ones that's come across, and you give them something, give them 3 hots and a cot for 20 days and let them loose. You know, that's all that's about.
Oh, Beto bragged last week. He said, we released 1,200 here, 5,000 there. He was bragging how they're releasing everybody.
Those liberal judges out there on the West Coast saying, you can't hold these people but for 20 days and you got to let them go. Well, all those immigration lawyers and all those 501c3 charitable organizations go in there just like vultures and start.
And let's be clear, they attach the anchor baby all the money and skim most of it and then make the woman work in a factory and then send the kid to daycare and then get money off the kid.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah, you can put them up in your house and the government pays you, you know, for each.
That's right. In fact, the average Democrat gets paid $7,500 a month to hold 3 people in their house and then sign them all up to milk the money. Oh, my God. The Democrats are a criminal force.
Oh, yeah, sure it is. Well, you know, President Trump, that border security is his flagship. Without that, he's not going to be reelected, or if he does, he'll get by the skin, you know, by the hair on his chinny chin chin to get reelected. The Democrats know it. He knows it. Everybody's supposed
to. Jerome, you're calling
that.
From New York, but I was about to say hair from the chinny chin chin. Are you from Texas or Tennessee or something?
Yeah, I was born in Southeast Texas, but I live there. One day, I want to tell you what I want to do. Whenever you get on the China project or China discussion, please let me call in and talk to you. I live over there. I've been going over there for 10 years. Of course, I don't go during the winter months because people burn coal in their houses in the dang air.
Hold on a minute. I've given the producers, it's my fault, like 6 or 7 great callers in the last couple of years that I want to do a podcast with every week, and we never done it, but we've now got the crew finally hired to launch it. So hopefully we got all the names. We'll get your name and number right now. And regardless, I promise you in the next week, we'll do a podcast with you. And we'll have like a China expert on, like Mosier, and you for an hour, commercial free, and you can tell us about us. We'll get your name and number right now. Let's do that. Don't hang up, Jerome. Yeah, we ought to get Paul Watson on, boy. He'll get really mad if I talk about it. So I'm not going to talk about it. I can say a little bit. A little bit. Should I tell? It's incredible. Paul married a nice Chinese lady. I met her 4 or 5 times over in London and here. And she's a nice young lady in college. And they and the family over in China, even over there, pretty blown away, but wasn't over there, started telling us what to do. And it turned out a little bit of chow time over there. Of course, we all told them to go to hell, and Paul ain't married to her no more, so. We've been through a lot here just to fight the Chi-Coms. They've done some other stuff, too. That's why they can get ready to get knocked upside the head politically. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. I'll have to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone? And I always feel like
through some more of your amazing phone calls. And then Gerald Celente, one of the top trends forecasters in the world and a good friend of mine, is taking the helm. But I promise you, it's your call, so he is waiting in the wings, loaded like the Death Star. Okay. I think there he is right there. There he is. Again, let's quickly go to your calls. Chase the Patriot, then Wellesley and Alex and Paul and DJ and Andrew and everybody else. Go ahead, Chase the Patriot.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. Thank you for so much what you do, the whole crew. And I just want to let you know, first off, you know, I've been doing it since your reporter challenge. My YouTube page now broke over 1,000 subscribers. I've been doing it every day still, and I just want to thank you so
much. Tell us your YouTube page, my friend.
It's Chase the Patriot, the same name, all one word.
You have done well, Lord Vader.
Yeah, I've put in a few times. I just had a whole four-hour marathon live broadcast yesterday. It was all about how watch my show instead of watching the NFL, and I just tried to do anything and everything.
Oh, I've seen your videos. You do a great job. And you know, whether your video gets 1,000 views or 10,000 views or 100,000 like some of your bigger videos or 150 like a small one, you're fighting back. And, of course, you know they've shadow banned you. That's why everybody should promote everybody else. That's how we do it and ram it down their throats.
Oh, definitely. My biggest is only 26,000, but I'm still small potatoes. But, hey, on the topic today, I really...
Only 26,000 people? I mean, Julius Caesar at his heights never spoke to that many people. That's amazing. Hey, one video.
Thank you very much, sir. It's all, you know, I've been trying to do my best. But on today's topic, I'm really worried and concerned about both President Trump and Mike Pence. Because now that we have Nancy Pelosi third on the list, you know, most of America has a short-term memory when it comes to political history. We've had presidential assassinations that had dramatic changes to political spectrum. So Abraham Lincoln completely changed Reconstruction, and McKinley created...
No, I hear what you're saying. I don't think Mike Pence and President Trump should probably ever be in a room alone, because I agree the deep state might set off a nuke to get rid of him. That's a really good point. The Democrats have said they want to kill Trump and Pence. They already tried to kill all the members of the conservative Congress at that baseball game attack. Look at Rand Paul. You're right. I'm really worried about the president because he's winning, America's winning, and the Democrats and their Chi-Com buddies are really upset.
But, Alex, here's the alarming part. You've been alluding to it as well. Kennedy was the last one to get assassinated, and one of the biggest things, of course, was going after the Federal Reserve. He had the executive order ready to be signed and put into action. The same thing now, we hear kind of the same rhetoric out of President Trump, and he's trying to go after the Federal Reserve. And it's just one of those things that we all need to be worried about.
No, you're right. The last time a president tried to take control of the Federal Reserve, he got his head blown off. And Trump just fired the head of the World Bank. which is basically the same thing. It's the same. It's like a double-headed hydra. Thank you. I'm sure Gerald Celente will have something to say about that. Oh, well, he's got something to say. I can see him over here. Like a wild bull in the pen, ready to be released. The Titan, we're going to release the Kraken. The gates go up when he comes in live. Okay, thank you, Chase. Good point. Who's been holding the longest now here? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Nick in Michigan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for taking my phone call. The second time we've ever been able to speak over the line. I just want to say thank you, and thank you to the crew.
Thank you.
InfoWarsLife.com. If I could plug a few products, big on the Survival Shield. We have the Super Blue 4-Act-3 toothpaste, Ultimate Fish Oil. I just ordered a few more months' supply of that.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, man. You're really pissing Soros off. Thank you so much, Nick.
Yeah, and I'm just calling to voice my support for Trump. I think that the Democrats or the elites have kind of forced his hand on this, and this is the only way he can go about it, as you've said. And if we can just support him in this and end the border controversy before the next election so that it's not a talking point for them, you know, just to go against him. That's kind of how I'm feeling about it. And if I could comment about geoengineering, a comment about that after.
Oh, yeah. I love how the media says it doesn't exist, and then it's all over CFR, Smithsonian, AP. Oh, Russia, China, the EU control their weather with antennas and jet spraying stuff. And, of course, they're doing this. So, yes, we're talking about real stuff. But notice the critics still say we're crazy if we talk about it because they want to ridicule Americans trying to have a debate about something where there's been an international treaty since 1978 banning it.
Yep, and I think that you can see in the media all these talking points that they put out about you, Operation Mockingbird. All they can do is try to discredit you at this point, Alex. They can't point out that what you're saying is wrong because the evidence, you know, is there to show that it's not.
Well, you know, it's funny you say Mockingbird. Mockingbird was what Frank Church discovered. It was an older name of a 50s and 60s CIA program to put out a story and have it regurgitated. You can see it everywhere regurgitated, and it is literally Obama-funded university people to be in the CIA and set them up to destroy me 2.5 years ago, and it's admitted. They have hearings saying this, and I literally have these people. I'm not complaining, but like you think of a CIA like James Bond. These are all like meth head pedophiles and people. I mean, I am so honored to have the average leftist CIA officer is literally a pedophile. That boinkers little kids every. I mean, I'm not kidding. So I am so honored to have the pedophiles hating me. Good, whatever, annihilate me. Ah, I mean, I am not part of your sick freako cult. So just get it through your head. You will be defeated. You will be crushed. End of story. But yes, you're right. Operation Mockingbird's alive and well. But they're not. The Mockingbird's not talking through a powerful corporate press anymore. They're talking through basically a blown out, burn out, discredited husk.
About the geoengineering, I do some work for geoengineering.
I did not hang up on that caller. He dropped his line. Maybe that guy was building suspense. Call back, Paul. Even though Celente's here to host, I'll go in the war room and let you, you know, get back on. I did not hang up on you. Okay, we're going to break in a minute. Celente's taking over, and I can't. Who's up next here? National emergency. Let's talk to Andrew in Florida. Andrew, you're on the air.
Alex. Hey, Alex. Before I start, is it okay if I just say something?
Brother, we're not screening your calls. As long as your phone sounds good, you're on the air.
All right, cool. Listen, I just want to say that you've been a big inspiration for me for a long time. And just like Chase the Patriot, I started my own YouTube channel as well. I just started it off about last week.
I love you. Tell me the name.
Battle for Freedom 1776. And I do it because of you, Alex. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been awake right now. You woke me up back in 2011, and I just want to thank you. Because I would have been a government-loving zombie if it wasn't for you or InfoWars.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm not a Bible thumper. The Christianity is not those churches, but I can feel good and evil and which way my soul is going to go. The energy resonates the universe towards evil or good. And I just feel good loving God and telling the truth. So don't thank me. This is where I want to be. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. I want to thank you. Without you, we wouldn't be here. And I'm not just saying that. Do you get it, Andrew? You are the resistance man. You are better than me, or just as good as I am. In some ways, you're better. Some ways, you're worse. Brother, you're it, man. You're the cat's meow. You're the sword. You're the freaking guts of the whole operation.
But anyway, I just want to get to my point now. I think we, with the national emergency, I think this is our last attempt to save America, because if you think about it, we're pretty much the last stronghold of this world. And I know deep down the globalists, you know, they want us to make, you know, to make us like what's going on in Europe and England and Germany, and to bring radical Islam, because, you know, right now they're attacking Christianity like at full force, if you think about it.
Oh, this is the globalist assault. You're right.
I mean, think about it. They're making, they're sexualizing little kids now. They're taking God out. They took out a God out of school back in the 60s. I mean, this is our last attempt, because if Trump doesn't succeed, forget about 2020. We're just going to might as well have a Democrat in the White House again.
No, you're right. I mean, the stakes are so epic. I'm going to introduce Gerald Celente straight ahead. You're absolutely right. We'll be right back. Gerald Celente, trends forecaster, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. War Room coming up in about 45 minutes. Infowars.com/show. And without you, on email, Twitter, Facebook, text messages is the best way to do it. Tell folks to tune in. Without you, we're dead meat.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation interpretation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion.
All right, taking over is Gerald Celente, my good friend, and he's up there in Kingston, New York, doing a kick-butt job. FriendsResearch.com on Twitter for now, GeraldCelente.com. Ali Alexander got reinstated. A marxist said, I'm coming to your house to kill you. He said, well, I'll get the ambulance ready. Twitter deleted him. Now, he made a big deal about it. They backed off, so it shows they're getting the pressure from Congress, but it's just crazy. Gerald, you're taking over. I appreciate you letting me jump in for a couple segments here. But what do you got coming up today? But I wanted to, because I don't know your view on this yet. Trump's talking about taking over the Federal Reserve, declaring a national emergency to circumvent Obama's emergencies. The head of the World Bank, who we know was giving all these hundreds of billions to China, but not to the U.S. for development. Looks to me like Trump's taking the gloves off. I don't know your view on this yet, so don't respond to me. I'm going to punch out, but wanted to hear what you had to say, and thanks for co-hosting.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all that you do and all the people at InfoWars to put truth out there in a time of junk news, not even fake news, dumbed-down news. On the economy and the Fed, you know, we had called this past September, September 19th, 2018, to be exact, an economic 9/11. That was 2 days before the S&P 500 peaked. Among the reasons, the primary reason was the Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, had announced just prior to that that they were going to raise interest rates not only this past December, which they did, but possibly 3 to 4 times in 2019. That changed. And we heard him come out last Friday, and this is what he said. This is from the Fed chair. Quote, we're listening sensitively, which isn't great language, to the messages markets are sending. If we ever came to the conclusion that any aspect of our plans would cause problems, we wouldn't hesitate to change it. Trump just stopped the first strike of the economic 9/11. Trump, Trump, power. And we've been saying this for months, that the president, in fact, does have a lot of power over the Federal Reserve Chairman. Now remember, this statement that Powell made last Friday came following the news of outstanding job numbers, over 300,000 jobs created. This is the best year of job creation for a decade. Wages went up. Go back to last February. When news not as good as that came out, Powell came out and said they were going to raise wages. And that was the beginning of the end of the Trump rally. All of a sudden, with some of the best numbers in new employment to be seen. They backtrack, and now they're not going to raise rates. The Fed futures are betting not only will there be no rate raises this year, there may also be rate declines. We're not saying good or bad, right or wrong. We're just saying what is. Because the only thing that juiced up the equity markets following the panic of 08 was some $26 trillion worth of monetary methadone.
I'm going to get out of here, but let me just state this then and see if I'm right from your view. We don't love the bubble. We don't love the system they created, but they build it up for the big banks to get all the money. None of it goes to the people. Trump comes in, diverts some to the public. He gets it's a bubble, but he's like, get jobs back, stabilize things politically before this goes down. We got to get ready for this crisis. He tries to stabilize it, and the Federal Reserve comes in and goes, no, we're going to reverse the policy we had for Obama. Krugman said you'll never hit 3%. Now you're at 4.5. We're popping the bubble and then trying to blame Trump. Pop it, fine. Don't blame Trump. And now he's going after the head of the World Bank. The Federal Reserve is hanging by a thread. He's moving. He's going to declare a national emergency tomorrow, which other presidents do, but they don't make a big deal about it. So I actually positively see them witnessing Trump trying to make a real recovery with the screwed up things he had. Because he's damned if he did, damned if he didn't. And they are literally trying to block that because they didn't want nationalism, Americana, a better trade deal, basically being validated. Is that accurate or is that wrong, Gerald?
Well, I don't know why they're doing it, but what they're doing is bringing down the global economy. Because, again, you look at negative interest rates in Japan. They're just taking.
No, I agree. Everybody else gets free money but us. That's what I'm saying. So clearly,
what I'm saying, though, Alex, is that when you're looking at what's going on globally, it's a global slowdown. So you have negative rates in Japan. You have negative rates over in Europe. And now we're hearing from China. They're lowering their reserve ratios for banks to loan more money. They're going to be dumping.
And the IMF, the World Bank, the Federal Reserve say, give everybody else free money but us. That's what Gerald, you get it. That's what I'm saying. Everybody gets zero but us. That sounds
exactly.
Like.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. We said that would bring down the economy would be rising interest rates. Stop all this baloney that everybody's BSing about tariffs and trade wars. Every damn day, tariffs and trade wars, if they could add up to two, they would know that all of Trump's tariffs on China next year, if they're fully implemented, will only account for bringing down the Chinese GDP 0.7%, nothing. All it has to do is with the Federal Reserve raising money, raising interest rates. The country can't take it. So what I'm saying is I'm saying to you, Alex, Trump Powell. Powell bent over. He came out with a statement on Friday that only a little boy, a courageous little guy with an attitude, would say in the language that he said to say, listen, everybody, I'm full of crap. Everything I told you in September, I'm just full of baloney. I didn't mean a word of it because I bend down to pressure, and that's the way you get to be the head of any of these organizations. You got to be a suck-up, a bow-down, and take it up.
But, Gerald, give me your real take, because I respect you. At the end of the day, Trump's got a messed-up situation. He sees everybody else getting free money but us. He doesn't even like it, but he says, fine, at least we're going downhill. Give us a little lethal injection here, or a little bit of hospice opium when we're about to die. I mean, I think that what Trump's saying is stop giving us a one-sided deal.
Exactly. And as I'm saying, I didn't say I'm in favor or against it or not. I'm saying if you want to do this, understand the implications. Because take a look at the housing numbers. Take a look at new mortgage applications.
Holy hell, you're on, I'm not just saying this, you are on fire. And your analysis of this is the most accurate of my own mind that I can't even articulate. Gerald Celente is in fuego. He's going to break this down. But he's right. Trump just broke the Federal Reserve. He just fired the head of the World Bank. This is incredible.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax $10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey,
thanks for having me. Great being on and hosting InfoWars, Alex Jones, and I thank them so much for all that they do. And remember, today is the last day of the end-of-the-year total store clearance. And they just heard that they're going to be running out of that male vitality. Poof! Boy, do I love male vitality. Take it all the time. Bought a whole load of it because they're not going to be having it for a while, as they say. You know, they're running out. So Super Male Vitality is one of my favorite products, except especially for an old cat like me. You know, you got to keep going. And Super Male Vitality puts that extra boost in there when you need it. And also, one of my other favorite products is their toothpaste, man. Their Super Blue Toothpaste, 60% off. And you got to keep those teeth white. So white and healthy. So do all you can to support InfoWars and to keep the truth coming as we keep getting fed more and more lies, propaganda, and distortions of the facts. And I was talking before about the economy and how we had come out and said that there was going to be an economic 9/11. It was based solely on the fact of rising interest rates. It was that monetary method drove up the markets, and now you're pulling it out, the markets are going to go down, so too is the economy. Again, look at the housing data. Apartments, by the way, apartment rentals are going way up because people can't afford to buy homes, and with interest rates moving up, makes it much harder. So the numbers are there. And so what we're saying is that if the whole world outside of the United States is going with low interest rates, they just up in Canada, the Fed met, they didn't raise interest rates. Over there in Australia, poof, that housing market's going down. They didn't raise interest rates. So over there in the ECB, European Central Bank, you know when they're going to raise interest rates? They have negative interest rates. Well, we might raise them by the summer of 2019. It's coming summer. Everybody's with low interest rates. And they're all injecting money into the economy. Auto sales in China fell 3% in 2018, their first decline in about two decades. China's retail sales, boop, down to 15-year lows. Oh, and you heard about Apple? You saw that stock dive last week when they said that their sales over there in China slumped, and they blamed it on two things. Trade and tariffs wars. There's no tariff and trade wars. Again, that's all BS. Minor. The effects. 0.7% of everything goes into play that will hurt China. That's not... People aren't buying cars. People aren't going to retail because, oh, we're afraid of tariffs and trade wars. Grow up, Junior. Who are you talking to, Cookie? Well, Cook, I got to be proper. Timmy. Well, doesn't that cat really dress cool? Yeah, one of our top trends, by the way, is that, you know, the King James Bible, they say that the meek shall inherit the earth. We say King James spelt it wrong. It's the geeks have inherited the earth. Look at the way these people present themselves. Look at them. That's the style that they have. That's the passion that they have. You can see how they dress, how they look, how they talk, and who they are. Just look at Zuckerberg. The only thing that changed from Steve Jobs to him is the color of their T-shirt from black to blue. Going back to Cook, with his crap that their sales have gone down in China because of trade wars and a slowing economy. The reason their sales have gone down is the same reason they've been going down now for 2 years. cookie. Your product is too expensive. And Huawei and other manufacturers that have taken over are coming out with more innovative products that are a lot cheaper than yours. So save your cookie crap for somebody else, Junior. That's what's going on. There's a global slowdown. China. They announced that they weren't going to increase cheap dough going into the system. That was a week ago. Now, China steers cash to small businesses. Oh, small businesses? Yes, small businesses employ about 90% of the people in China. They're dumping all the dough they can to boost up the Chinese economy. Japan, negative interest rates. Bond yields, 10-year bond, cash it in 10 years, you get less than what you bought it for. Who's buying them? The government's buying them. The central banksters. $5 trillion in debt. China's GDP came in the last quarter minus 2.5. There's a global recession coming underway. Over there in Europe, I got a good deal for you. Why don't you invest in one of those banks? Of course, I'm joking. I don't give investment advice. Bank stocks are down 25% last year, 2018. And Deutsche Bank, that big German bank, down nearly 60% in stock value. One after another. European bank takes helm of troubled Italian leader. That's right. They got real problems going on. So what Alex is saying about the Fed raising rates aggressively, while they didn't do it before, is 100% right. And again, I'm not taking a stand on this, but what's right is right. You don't raise rates when the whole world's rates are going down. Because not only does it hurt the United States, and again, I'm no fan, by the way, of what Powell said over there before about watching the markets. He said, we're listening sensitively to the messages markets are sending. The equity markets are not the global economy or not the national economy. They're the gamblers' markets, the casino players, that drove this thing up way out of sight without true price discovery. So I'm not in favor of giving the markets the boost without boosting the rest of us. So going back to raising interest rates while the rest of the world is lowering them and pumping more money in, because when China starts pumping more dough in, the value of their currency is going to go down. We have a $250 trillion global debt problem. They're building it bigger. As the dollar gets stronger, they got to pay off that debt. They got to pay off that debt in dollars, a lot of it. So the weaker their currency goes, the stronger the dollar goes, the more trouble they're in. And the Fed's putting us in more trouble. You know what I think the Fed should do? I'll tell you in a minute when we come back. Whoop, a minute or two. So stay tuned.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's a great honor to be on The Alex Jones Show, and I thank Alex and all the crew for all that they do to keep the truth alive as the mainstream media prostitutes who get paid to put out by their corporate johns keep telling us lies and feeding us useless information. So, you know, we came out with our top trends this year, and one of them has to do with what Alex was talking about before I got on the air about immigration. You know, let's be sensible about this if we can. If you don't have enough to take care of your family, do you want to bring more members into your house when you can't afford to feed them now? Can America really afford to take in more people? What country is opening up their borders and saying, come on in? Other than, of course, what Germany did. And now it's bye-bye Merkel, the chancellor. She's on her way out. So, one of our top trends is called human waves. Go back 100 years ago. And there were about, 1.6 billion people on the planet. 1.6 billion. In 100 years, we've added over 6 billion people. So from the beginning of time to 1915, 1916, 1.6 billion people. 2019, over 7.6. One-sixth of world's people want to flee their home countries. And this is according to a recent Gallup study. A sixth of the world's adult population, some 750 million people, not including children, want to flee their home countries to escape war, poverty, conflict, and disease. In Latin America, south of the border, right down Mexico way, 27% of the people want to leave their home countries to escape. 27% of the people want to leave their home countries to escape their poverty, the violence, the corruptions, the dictatorships. Now, let's put this together into a bigger picture. One of our top trends back in September, now is September Trends Journal, and then the website, by the way, is trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com, history before it happens, was triangle of death. What we said is that there's going to be a movement between Brazil, Venezuela, and Colombia. Excuse me. Brazil, Argentina, and Colombia to overthrow the government of Venezuela. They got some big problems down there. Millions of people are fleeing Venezuela, getting away from the poverty, the corruption, the destruction, and they're floating in, flowing into Colombia and other countries down there. They want to get rid of Maduro. And now, just as we had forecast, again, history before it happens, foreign diplomats urge Venezuela's Maduro to hand over power. Now, this isn't coming from a crazy group out there. This is a report by AP. Foreign ministers of the Lima group gathered for a meeting concerning Venezuela in Lima, Peru. And the group, a dozen Latin American governments in Canada, delivered a blistering rebuke to Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro on Friday, it's last week, questioning the legitimacy of his soon-to-begin second term and urging him to hand over power as the only path to restoring democracy in this crisis-racked South American country. Yeah, like everybody else has democracy, right? Have you heard this story before? Anyway, the Lima Group, by the way, was only formed last year. They make it sound like this thing's been going on a long time. So, and now we just had our Secretary of State down there, Pompeo, and he was also on video from this Lima Group. And now there's talk about the U.S. opening up a base in Brazil. So what we're saying is if you think things are bad now, if war breaks out between Colombia, Brazil, Argentina against Venezuela, you're going to see a flood of refugees like you have never seen before. This is going to be a major issue. And now as we're looking at, again, remember the reason people are leaving. I just talked about South America. Take a trip to Africa. Wonderful time going on there in the Congo, huh? Yeah, they had an election about almost 2 weeks ago. They haven't decided who won yet. Yeah. It's one country after another. Sudan, poof, people are out in the streets by the millions. One country after another destabilized. South Africa, they're only in a recession. Oh, going back to South America, wonderful time going over there in Argentina. They just got a $57 billion bailout from the International Mafia Federation. They got interest rates over there between 60 to 70%. Peso lost about 50% against the dollar. Brazil, well, everybody's, you know, Bolsonaro, yeah, okay, great. They're just in there getting out of their worst recession in 100 years. Going back to Africa, you think the people are going to try to get into Europe? And those wars going on in Libya? And by the way, this baloney about we're going to get rid of ISIS in Syria had nothing to do with ISIS. Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Power, Susan Rice, and low-life Kerry, the Secretary of State, or whatever he was. Clinton became Secretary of State. They launched that war to get rid of Assad. All you got to do is Google it up. That was about the war in Syria. It had nothing to do with ISIS. The ISIS, by the way, they're funded by Saudi Arabia and the United States. I was talking about Libya first. That's when they put that group together to get rid of Gaddafi. The United States is the ones that have caused this destabilization in the Middle East. So now you have all these people being bombed out of their houses. It's a huge issue. And it's going to be a dominant one. But you know what? In America, the numbers aren't that great as to how many people are really against it. And I had them here a second ago. Here they are. Poll found that 65% of Republicans say immigration is one of the top five problems facing the country. Democrats, 37%. It's not only America, it's the world. Again, robotics. Taking over more and more jobs, more and more people coming onto the planet. It's going to be a huge issue. But people are talking without putting it together on a global scale. So as I say, all you folks that say bring in more illegal immigrants, open your house up, bring them in, feed them, clothe them, educate them, pay for their health care, house them, if that's what you want to do. But don't ask me to do it. I want to take care of the people that are already here that we're having trouble taking care of already. So, in wrapping up our economic 9/11 forecast, Trump just stopped it a bit by trumping the Fed chair. So keep tuned to the trends in the news and to InfoWars to see where the future is heading. Thanks for having me on. I'll be back when I see you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.